Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Alan Reed, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Archie Carcass.
Oh, my, just look at this bunch of mail here. I didn't got no time for dumping up my mail for 3 weeks. Betting that pile must be over 4 letters there. Well, might as well open them up. Say, these letters looks important. Let me to see who this is from. Oh, from the Chamber of Commerce. They're putting on a show called King Arthur and His Horse. Want to sell me 2 tickets for $6. Why is it every letter what I get, people wants me to give him money? I'd like to get one letter sometime where somebody sends me 45 cents. Oh, it's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Parky.
Hi.
In the mail, Parky?
No, just an announcement from the Chamber of Commerce. They're putting on a show called King Arthur and His Horse. They want to sell me a couple of tickets.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, but I'm not going to buy none. I bought enough tickets on horses already at Santa Anita.
Say, Parky, you know, I can't understand why the Chamber of Commerce didn't ask you to take one of the parts in the show.
You mean for to act?
Uh-huh. They've been going around this week asking all the merchants to take part. I wonder why they passed you up.
Sure, they went around and asked everybody to be in the show, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad what they didn't ask me, Betty. I don't want to be no actor. What kind of a life does that be? Those actors stay up all nights going to the fights at Ciro's and dissipating themselves, and then they got to stay in bed the whole next day to recuperate. Who wants to be an actor? I like to do things what takes intelligence. You know, don't need no brains to be no actor, you know.
You don't?
Sure you don't. Who's be the biggest actors today? A couple of Aminals, Lassie and Trigger. None of that acting stuff for me, Betty. Sure glad with the Chamber of Commerce. Don't ask me to be in that show because I would just have to refuse that.
Oh, you better take care of this man coming in, Parky.
Oh, yes, how do you do, sir?
Hello there. My name is Alan. I'm with the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, very glad to see you, Mr. Alan.
We're putting on a show about King Arthur.
Yes,
and
I got an announcement about
it. Oh, you
it.
Did?
Yes,
good, sir, did. Good. I just came in to ask you if you would like to take part in the show.
You mean you want me to act in it?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I got the time. Pretty busy here, you know.
Yeah, well, that's too bad because the rehearsals will take quite a bit of your time.
Huh?
You see, we'll have to rehearse 6 hours every day and all day, Wednesday and Sunday.
Only 6 hours every day and all day, Wednesday and Sunday? That doesn't be so bad. I guess I could squeeze that in, okay? Yes.
Well, fine,
yes,
fine.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, we're getting out a souvenir program, and everyone who takes part in the show is expected to take a full-page ad.
Yes.
That's $100.
Oh, if you want to be in the show, you got to take a full-page ad.
Uh-huh, that's
$100.
Right.
$100.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that'd be very cheap. I really do. I don't see how you fellas could afford to give a full-page ad for only $100. I'll be glad to take the ad, yes.
Good,
yes.
Good. Now, here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that you run a restaurant here, it'd be very nice if you would furnish free sandwiches and coffee for the entire cast at all the rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the board of directors would like that.
They would, huh?
Yes.
Free sandwiches and coffee all the rest?
Uh-huh.
Tell me, how many is going to be in the show?
About 120. And as I said, we rehearse 7 times a week.
7 times a week, 120. It's about 900 sandwiches a week.
Yes, yes. Of course, if you don't care to take
part. No. I want to take part, all right? I was just thinking, are you sure 900 sandwiches will be enough?
Well, if 900 sandwiches isn't enough, we know where we can always get more, don't we?
Do we? Okay, since you're dismissed, I'll take the part. I mean, I'm glad to help you fellas out by acting in the show. What time is the rehearsal today?
Oh, today and tomorrow, we're just rehearsing the chorus.
Huh?
We won't be rehearsing your part.
Oh, just rehearsing the chorus.
Uh-huh.
You won't be rehearsing the important stuff until today.
That's right. But don't forget to send up the sandwiches and coffee anyway, because the chorus likes to eat too, you know.
Oh, sure, don't worry. I wouldn't forget that. Yeah.
Okay, then I can tell our director, Mr. Elliot, that you'll be in the show.
Yes, tell him that I'll be in the show. After all, that's the least what I could do for the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, fine.
Yes.
Then we'll see you at rehearsal.
Yeah, see you at rehearsal, yes. A horse. My kingdom for a horse.
What's that?
I was just getting in a little extra practice, you see. There.
Extraordinary.
Yes.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Goodbye, Mr. Allen. Oh, no. Betty, say, Betty. Say, that was Mr. Allen from the Chamber of Commerce wants me for to be an actor in the show. I wish you could hear how he begged me. Yeah, look at that. My arm is all sore, the way he was twisting it. So I told him what I would. You know, I might as well do the Chamber of Commerce a favor because I don't want to hurt their feelings, you know.
Do them a favor?
Yes.
Parky, I heard the whole thing. Mm-hmm. In order to get a part in that show, you had to take a full-page ad for $100, furnish 900 free sandwiches and coffee every week, spend half your life at rehearsals, and you don't get a penny for doing it.
I know it, Betty, but you know what bad businessmen we actors are.
Yes. But, Parky, I thought you said you didn't want to be an actor.
Why, what's wrong with being an actor? Actors is wonderful people. They got brains and intelligence. Yes.
Brains and intelligence?
Yes.
What about Lassie and Trigger?
Well, they got brains. Trigger is the smartest horse in the world. Makes over $1,000 a week, and that ain't hay. And look at me when I come home. Where do I come home to? But when Lassie comes home, she comes home to Beverly Hills.
Oh, brother, you don't want to be an actor, not much. You're turning into such a ham, you should change your name from Parky to Porky.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Betty. I should change my name. I mean, all the other actors change their name. Let me for the sheep. What would be a name for people to call me? I don't mean those kind of names. I mean, you know, like a stage name.
Parky, are you really serious about changing your name?
Sure I am. Parky Cagas, that don't be no good name for an actor. Oh, it's comfortable, but it ain't romantic, you see? Say, Betty, how would it be if I would change my name to Van Parkiakakis?
Van Parkiakakis?
Wait a minute, I got the name. Just got it. How would this be? Gregory Parkiakakis. Yeah, I could just see that name up in big electric lights. Gregory Parkiakakis, yes.
That was Harry Zimmerman in his 19 short orders playing What Is There to Say? We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. The American people are being asked by their government to share their relative abundance of food with less fortunate peoples abroad. 20 million Freedom Gardens is the goal set for 1948. Now, during the war years, your Victory Gardens supplemented our national food supplies to the extent of millions of tons. And although you home gardeners do not grow wheat, rice, or other cereals, you can produce foods which will take the pressure off of items needed for export and make them more readily available. The 1948 Freedom Garden Program has four main objectives, which are, one, to increase the national food supply, taking pressure off food needed for export. Two, to raise our nutritional standards by providing more fresh and preserved foods for daily consumption. Three, to promote family health and recreation through gardening. And four, to help reduce the cost of living. It is suggested that comparatively easy food to grow are such vegetables as peas, beans, broccoli, carrots, lettuce, and corn, as well as many leafy vegetables. This Freedom Garden program merits our greatest support. So won't you plan to plant a Freedom Garden now?
I wonder if he's be through what actors he gets $5,000 a week. Well, I'm going to need that much money. After all, when I live in a big mansion, I'll have to have at least 3 chauffeurs. 1 chauffeur for my sedan, 1 for my coupe, and 1 for my scooter. Oh, here comes the little lady from the sewing circle. She's a little off the beam, but she's a wonderful lady just the same. Come right in, lady. Glad for to see you.
Oh.
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
My sister who lives in Seattle was in town all week.
Oh, your sister from Seattle was in town? How is your sister?
My sister?
Yes.
How did you know I had a sister? Why, I haven't seen my sister in 15 years.
But you just said she was in town all last week.
Yes, but she wasn't in this town.
Huh?
She was in Pittsburgh.
She was in Pittsburgh?
Yes. You know, she buys all her groceries there.
Your sister lives in Seattle and buys all her groceries in Pittsburgh?
Heavens, yes.
Hmm?
She found a market there that sells milk 2 cents a quart cheaper.
Yeah, but it must cost a lot of railroad fare to go from Seattle to Pittsburgh.
Well, that's just it. She doesn't have to pay railroad fare.
She don't?
No, she travels by bus.
See.
Oh, but you know, I'm really excited.
Yes?
This week, over where I'm living, they did my room all over.
They did your room all over?
Yes. They took off all those old iron bars that they had on all the windows, and they put up lovely, brand-new Venetian bars. Isn't that nice?
They put up brand-new Venetian bars? Yes, that's nice.
Oh, Celia, what's that standing over there? Suit of armor.
Oh, yeah, that's been mine. I just hired it over at the costume place, you see. I'm going for to wear it in the Chamber of Commerce show. I'm going to play a romantic knight.
Oh,
yes.
You are?
Yes.
I just love romantic knights.
You do? What is your favorite night?
Saturday.
You must be thinking of Knights of the Bath, you see. I'm talking about other knights. You see, I am King Arthur.
Oh, are you really King Arthur?
Yes.
Well, then, you should come over and visit us at our place.
Yes?
Just this week, they delivered 2 of your friends over there, and they're going to stay with us.
2 of my friends? Who?
Henry VIII and William the Conqueror.
Henry VIII and William the Conqueror are living at your place now?
Yes. And we also have a man over there who thinks he's Napoleon.
Mm.
But he's crazy.
He's crazy.
Yes. But I'm really thrilled that you're King Arthur.
Yeah?
Heavens, yes. I mean, it's just wonderful to think that you're one of us.
No, I'm don't be one of you. You see, I'm going for to be an actor. I'm going to take part of King Arthur in the Chamber of Commerce show.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I must take my leave.
Yes.
Until we meet again, fare thee well, King Arthur.
Yes. And you might as well fare thee well, too, Lady Guinevere.
Lady Guinevere?
Yes.
Boy, is he wacky.
Say, I better start for to rehearse some of that King Arthur talk. Violet, summons me my lackey, by cracky. You hear me? Zan's on your zany. Zane's on your zany. Zan's on your zuni. See, that sounds pretty good. I wonder if it means anything. Oh, my, look who's coming in now to be that traitor, Orville Sharp.
Well, if ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Cactus, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct. Yes.
Hey, I understand that you are going to take a leading part in that show given by the Chamber of Commerce. I am going to give you lessons in how to be a big actor.
Since when are you going to give me lessons? You know so much about being a big actor.
Do you mean to say that you didn't hear about my new business?
New business?
Just open up Orville Sharp's finishing school for actors.
Orville Sharp's finishing school for actors?
Yes, sir. And don't forget my slogan.
Yes?
If you want to be an actor, I'll finish you.
That's what I'm afraid of, yes.
Yes, sir, this is the greatest opportunity that you ever had.
It's a great opportunity.
That's right. See, in this profession, I am recognized as the number one dramatic couch.
You do not mean dramatic couch. You mean dramatic coach.
Coach. No, I mean couch.
Yes.
While I'm learning you, you never lay down on a job. Now, I would like to send you my $200 curse.
Your $200 curse? What do you get for $200?
Well, the first thing we got to learn you is how to speak good.
Yes.
In other words, how to use good diction.
Diction?
Mm-hmm.
What is that diction?
Is that?
Yes.
It's when I learned you the proper pronunciation.
You learned the proper pronunciation.
Uh-huh. That's it. Exactly.
Yes.
Just let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example. Yes.
See, I want to tell you, there was only 3 weeks ago, a young girl comes up. She wants to perform for me.
Yes.
See, you know, give an audition. No.
Give an audition?
Uh-huh. And boy, I want to tell you, her diction was really horrible.
Diction was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And yours is pretty good.
She couldn't talk half as good as me.
She couldn't, no.
Well, you couldn't understand a word that she was saying, you see? So what do I do?
Right.
I sat with that girl for 15 hours.
15 hours?
Mm-hmm. And part of the time, I was improving her diction, too.
See.
Well, then after I learned all that I know, I had her make a phonograph record for me.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I just want you to hear them pear-shaped tones that come out of that girl's mouth now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. She is now ready to play any part they give her.
She is.
Yeah, yeah. I brought along a small phonograph, see? I want you to hear a record that she made yesterday.
Yes.
Get this. How do you like that?
This is after you talk.
Yep. Yep. Ain't every word distinct?
It sure does. And for that, you charge $200.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Sharp, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to give you $200 for that.
No. Wait a minute. Okay, if you don't want to spend those $200, why don't you take our advanced case?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's only $100.
The advanced curse is $100?
That's right.
What's advanced about it?
The $100.
Well, $100 would be a lot of money, too, you know.
Yeah, I know that. But don't forget, in that case, not only do I learn you all about the great musical comedies,
yes,
like Giblets and Sullivan.
What? Giblets and Sullivan?
Yeah. But see, I also learn you all the works of Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. We learn you all his famous plays, The Merchant of Venice.
Yes.
Maybe King Lear. Mm. Anthony and Clear Pastry.
Anthony and Clear Pastry?
Yeah. Hey, we even got one of Shakespeare's plays that's dedicated to Alcoholics Anonymous.
You say you got one of Shakespeare's plays dedicated to Alcoholics Anonymous?
Mm-hmm.
Which play is that?
Taming of the Stool.
Taming of the Stool?
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp, I don't think I'm going to spend $100 just to learn about Shakespeare.
All right. Look, what's it worth to you for me to learn you how to be a big star?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I don't need no lessons at all. I mean, I'd be pretty good just the way what I am,
yeah.
But so long as you're a friend of mine, maybe you give me a couple, 2-3 hints, maybe I could spend, say, $1.75, $1.80.
What is that? For $1.80, you expect me to learn you how to be a big drama tatatic actor?
Yes, I do.
For $1.80, you expect me to make you one of the great stars of the theater, like Edwin Booth or Sarah Bernhardt or Sonny Tutz?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yes. I'll take your $1.80. I'm going to give you your first lesson in acting right now.
Can you give me my first lesson right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I want you to say for me,
yes,
I am a dope. See, say it in 4 different ways. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to say, no, I'm dope in 4 different ways. What kind of lessons
is
that?
Look, you want to be a big actor, don't you?
I know, but...
All right, go ahead and say it.
Okay. I am a dope.
Uh-huh.
I am a dope.
Yeah.
I am a dope.
Uh-huh.
I am a dope.
Bravo.
That's good,
bravo.
Huh?
Uh-huh. That's perfect.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No matter how you said you were a dope, you sounded most convincing.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mr. Pat. Goodbye, Mr. Pat.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. You told me those little white The stars all seem to know that you didn't mean all those sights. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, ah, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victory Recording star, singing Little White Lies. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. Today, April 25th, is the inauguration of the first YWCA Week, which will be observed throughout the nation by 3 million women and girls who participate in this fine organization in 435 different communities. This week has been set aside to focus attention on the Young Women's Christian Association and the role that it plays in the lives of its many members. For nearly a century, the YWCA has been serving women and girls in this country. Better housing, better health, a better future for our young people are the nation's chief problems. So, too, are they the problems of the YWCA, which is right now endeavoring to solve some of them for the women and girls throughout the country. Today, through worship services in YWCAs all over the country, these young people and women are rededicating themselves to follow the Christian heritage of their organization, and thus share with others the common bond of fellowship around the world. If you're now active in this organization, we suggest that you redouble your efforts to carry on their wonderful work. We pay tribute to the Young Women's Christian Association for its long and continued service to our young people.
Oh, my, they kept me in that barber shop for 3 hours. I'm going to be late to the rehearsal now tonight. I guess it was a good thing when I had my hair myself and my face massaged. But I never should have let that barber talk me into painting my toenails red. Oh, well, I suppose a big star like me should look good. After all, I owe it to my public. You know. All my friends will never recognize me standing up there on the stage all dressed up like King Arthur. Here's the rehearsal hall here. Let's see what time it is now. 8:05. Supposed to be here 7:30, but let them wait. I'm sorry, but they'll just have to wait. After all, how could they start the rehearsal without a star, you know? Well, might as well go in. I'll see the head man, Mr. Elliot, and tell him what I'm here so they could begin. Zunzunyuzandi. I like that better. I guess I better go in. Pardon you. Which one is Mr. Elliot around here?
Oh, that's me, sir. My name is Elliot.
Oh, I'm glad to look on you, Mr. Elliot. My name is Parkyakaki.
Yes, I recognize you, Mr. Parkyakaki.
Yes.
And may I say, it's a great privilege to have you on our show.
You're welcome.
We've been waiting patiently for you to arrive here tonight, and in fact, we couldn't begin without you.
Well, naturally, yes. I'm sorry when I was late, but you see, I stopped off at the 5 and 10 cent store to buy a gold star for the paste on my dressing room door, you see.
A gold star?
Yes.
Oh, but that really wasn't necessary.
Oh, you mean you got a gold star for me?
Well, no. Not exactly.
Oh, but I am the star of the show, don't I?
Well, no, not exactly.
Not the star, huh? Well, that's okay, so long, but I got an important part.
Well?
Yeah, say, by the way, Mr. Elliott, you better give me my parts so I could start to novemberize my lines, you know. Say, you think it's going to be hard for me to learn my lines?
Well, no, not exactly. No. I mean, I don't think you'll have much trouble with your lines because, you see...
Oh, you mean I don't got lots of lines for to say?
Well, no, not exactly. You see, the truth of it is your part is all in, shall we say, pantomime? I mean, you really don't have any spoken lines at all.
No spoken lines at all? I see. Well, Mr. Elliott, that kind of acting is even be harder than what if you got lines to speak, don't you?
Oh, unquestionably.
That's what I thought, yes. You know, Mr. Elliott, I could hardly wait for to put on my costume. But now that I'm not going for to play the king, I hope that you got a nice costume for me anyways, because all my friends will be here and want to look nice.
Oh, don't worry. We got the very finest costume for you that we could find.
Thank you. Say, could I please try it on now, in case, you know, it needs any alterations? I want it for to fit good, you know.
Try it on now?
Yes.
Well, I guess you can. Yes. I'll ask Mr. Harris if he won't get into the costume with you.
Yes. you said Mr. Harris is going for to get into the costume with me?
Well, yes.
Uh-huh.
You see, you and Mr. Harris work as a team.
Team?
I mean, you work very close together in harmony.
You mean we sing?
Well, no, not exactly.
Oh.
You see, you two play the part of a horse.
A horse?
That's right, Mr. Pocketcocker.
And for that, I took dramatic lessons and bought a gold star for my dressing room and had my toenails painted red?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Pocketcocker.
Yeah, I know.
I'll admit it's not very much of a part. If you don't care to play it, we'll try to get someone else
for
it.
Oh, no. I'll play the part all right. After all, don't forget, we actors has got our slogan. The show must go on. You know, even if my face does be all covered up, I could still do a great acting job as the horse, just the same. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to toss that horse's head back and forth, you know, and I'll give that horse lots of personality. You wait and see. Couldn't I, Mr. Elliott?
Well.
Wait a minute. I do play the horse's head, don't I?
Well, no, not exactly.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parker Caucus, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Parker Caucus and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. Jim Backus' comedy show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting Network.